Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We got a lot of things that will help you. Whatever you got on your mind, whatever's on your mind under the small business sun, any idea, opportunity, challenge, whatever it may be, we probably covered it somewhere on the show. So check it out. There. And in the writing, the articles that are there, either that I've written, many, many, many articles there by my Brain Trust members. So check that out, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Mike Pugh is our guest. He's a new friend, but that's not going to be for long. Mike's manager of domestic marketing for J2 Global. It's a company that they do their business in the cloud. They deliver products, right, or an array of products and via the cloud to small business owners, right, Mike?
Yep, you can see them all in one place at J2.com.
J2.com, I like that. Mike, small business owners... We actually did a little survey. Let me see if I can find that. See if I can get that handy there. We did a survey of our audience recently about the cloud, and what we found out was that we asked them, you know, what do you know about the cloud? What do you think about the cloud, et cetera, et cetera. Here's what we found. I think I've got this right here. We found that we said how much do you use the cloud? Cloud computing or the cloud, how much do you use those? 36% said we use it a lot, use it every day. The same number said we use it a little, but probably should do more. Less than 20% said they'd heard about it but don't understand it. And 10% said, I know what it is, but I don't trust it. So we got about, a high percentage, like over 70%, said that they use it a lot or use it somewhat. That's a good number, but it really needs to be more, doesn't it?
I think so, because, again, if you can let a business focus on what it's good at and what it promises to its customers and let it not focus on payroll or communications or back office, I think most businesses will be more successful.
Well, I think one of the things that people probably don't realize is how through just teeny tiny little increments, all of us use cloud computing. If you have a cell phone, if you have a smartphone, if you're doing any kind of business at all, you're doing cloud computing. If you buy something on eBay, that's cloud computing, isn't it?
Yep, and I would say that payroll is a very common cloud app that most people might think of as because it's been around a long time as being hosted or something else. But a lot of companies use outsourced payroll that essentially happens in the cloud for them. They don't have to worry about that.
Yep.
Lots of other things, and again, we focus mainly on the computing side and on the communication side, but there are places all over for someone to get stuff out of their business and let... Essentially, we're experts at all their stuff, at J2.
Well,
This is what our core business is, but it doesn't have to be what your core business is.
Well, that's exactly right. See, this is the whole point I wanted to make this segment, Mike, is that in order for us to get them... to back up online, which took me a year to get comfortable with that. I have to be honest with you. Of course, that was several years ago. It took me a while to get comfortable with backup online. But in order to get people to do that, in order to get them to do, as you said, payroll or do the phone thing online, in order for them to get comfortable with that, they've got to realize that, you know what, this is not as big a leap as you think it is. You're already, if you have a community on Facebook, if you're tweeting at all, that's in the cloud, isn't it?
Yep, and I think the neat thing about all these services, too, is unlike buying a $10,000 phone system or going in all in on some of this stuff, almost all of the hosted services or cloud-based services will give you a free trial. We're a great example of that. We want people to try the thing and understand what it is and use it before they have to pay for it. And I think that's a great kind of bar to set in looking at cloud services, is will the company you're working with give you a trial so you can play with the thing and get comfortable with it before they start billing you. And I think it's really critical because all these things, it's just a great, you go online, most of them you can sign up in 5 or 10 minutes, you can start using the service, and if it works for you, great, and if it doesn't, you move on and try something else.
Well, here's the other thing. Let's talk about the generations of technology. You know, you and I remember, Mike, when you bought some software and and you waited for it to be delivered in the mail by on a CD.
Yep.
And God forbid, I remember when it was on a floppy disk. but now, and when you and you bought it, you paid $300 for it or whatever, and you installed it on your hard drive, and then they'd send you updates perhaps, or you'd have to buy the updates. But now you can buy this incrementally. You don't have to spend all that much money up front. You buy it incrementally. They continue to update. The company hosting it continues to maintain it, and it lowers the it allows the freedom, it allows the freeing up of capital for small businesses to do other things with it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the speed is amazing. I'll give you one example with our eFax service. Suppose you're a consultant working in Texas, and you get a huge customer in Washington, D.C., and you think, well, I'd like to make life more easy for my new customer. I'd like to have them feel like I'm a local and I'm doing everything I can. You could go online with eFax, get a Washington, D.C. fax number, and sign up for it within about 3 minutes, and in the fourth minute, someone could send a fax to that fax number, and it would show up in your email, mm-hmm. and you'd be in business. And you mm-hmm. could have it on a 30-day trial for you to play around with it, and essentially be up and running instantly with something that is a lot more. You know, it's not working with a phone company and taking 3 weeks to get something installed and all that. You sign up, it works instantly. You can try it before you buy it.
Hey, Mike, I've got an idea for your next product.
Bring it on.
Password Manager.
there are great password managers out there. We're not in that business.
Yes, I'm telling you, that's your next thing. That's what you got to do. I need help with that. Hey, thanks, Mike, for being here. Good job today. J2.com, is that right?
You got it.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Pugh, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.